Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you. Boomers and millennials haven't always played nice, and the economic playground is no exception. In fact, one of the areas affected the most is actually real estate. But can you blame boomers? Have you heard how many millennials it takes to change a light bulb? Right? None. They will just complain about the darkness on social media.
Wow, that's pretty harsh. But okay, but seriously, our generations are facing some really unique challenges that other generations haven't had to deal with. Think about it. Boomers are facing retirement saving gaps, rising healthcare costs, potential job market hurdles. At the same time, millennials are struggling with massive student loan debts, housing unaffordability, job insecurity, and mental health strains. And addressing these intergenerational issues is a very serious and very real conversation.
Hello, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
Together we make the Kitty Sisters. We're apartment syndicators, entrepreneurs, and educators with big dreams and a $300 million multifamily apartment portfolio.
We're into helping successful entrepreneurs and founders who have a passion for real estate and $100K to $5 million to invest, all aiming to turn their business profits into a lasting legacy through income-producing asset investments.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, a podcast dedicated to your financial freedom and the lifestyle you deserve.
But that's not all. In today's episode, we're going to really dig deep into each generation, what makes them tick, and how their economic needs and stresses affect their overall economy, financial gain, and more importantly, you. But first, let's talk about who each generation really is so that you can better understand the big picture.
This reminds us of the story of a friend who works in finance recently shared with us. In their busy office with employees of all ages, tension begins to rise during a meeting about implementing new technology. The younger employees eagerly suggest innovative ideas, while the older members of the team seem hesitant to embrace change. The tensions were high, and then one exasperated millennial, unable to contain themselves any longer, blurted out, "Okay, boomer, we need to move forward, not backward."
Yikes. No matter how you feel about them, or if you are one, let's make sure we understand what a baby boomer is and how they got to where they are today. You see, baby boomers grew up in the years following World War II, when things were quite literally booming. Economically speaking, and the world was changing fast, they're all about the good old hard work and stability. You'll often hear them talking about their strong work ethic, how they're all about putting in the hours and getting the job done right. Loyalty is a big deal for them too, both giving it to their employers and expecting it in return.
Boomers tend to lean towards tradition and are known to be a bit resistant to change, especially when they compare to younger generations. You see, this is the way they shopped. They're more likely to stick to tried and true brands and aren't as easily swayed by latest trends. But hey, they're not all about just going with the flow. They're also big on finding personal fulfillment and chasing their dreams, probably thanks to all those wild cultural revolutions back in their day.
As boomers grow older, they start putting both emphasis on staying healthy, securing their finances, and planning for their retirement. And when it comes to social and political views, they actually got a pretty wide range. But there's no denying their huge impact on American politics and policy throughout the years.
But if you really want to know what makes them tick, they're all about respect, authority, and the classic save now, enjoy later mindset. The attitude shapes absolutely everything from how they spend and invest their money to the way they live their lives.
But when it comes to finances, baby boomers typically find themselves in a more stable position than their younger counterparts. Thanks to thriving economic peers, better pay rates, and steady job opportunities over the year, they have more chances to build up their wealth through saving, investing, and owning property.
Boomers often find themselves in a better position with home ownership, many owning their home outright and enjoying substantial equity thanks to long-term increases in property values. Unlike today's job market, they also have access to pensions and retirement benefits, adding to their financial security in retirement. As a result, this generation holds a significant portion of this nation's wealth, with estimates indicating that boomers control over half of U.S. household wealth as of early 2020. But keep in mind that, like anything, there's quite a bit of diversity within the boomer generation. While some are financially stable, others still find themselves less prepared for retirement, lacking adequate pension funds or savings. Economic downturns like those in 2001 and 2008 didn't help either, impacting their investment and saving plans. But overall, in comparison to millennials and Gen Xers, boomers usually carry a lower level of student and personal debt, giving them more financial freedom overall. Okay, so now let's flip over to the mysterious millennials. Millennials generally were born between 1981 to 1996 and face a whole host of unique economic hurdles that set their financial journey apart from the previous generations, particularly the baby boomers. Coming of age during or immediately after the Great Recession of 2008, this generation struggles with enduring impacts on their career path and earning potential. But millennials are also facing a huge challenge when it comes to student loan debt. It's like nothing we have seen before. The crazy cost of going to college have left so many of them with massive debts, making it really hard to get ahead financially early on. And on top of that, the job market they're entering isn't exactly easy. This generation is all about their side hustle, odd jobs, and contract-based employment that mostly doesn't carry the same stability and benefits compared to your typical full-time jobs. Not only that, but affordable housing is also a big deal for millennials. The thing is, real estate prices are skyrocketing in tons of cities and prime locations, making it super tough for them to buy a home. And it's not just that. Between their financial strains and wages staying pretty much the same, saving up for a down payment is definitely a challenge. The really interesting thing about millennials is that they tend to prioritize experiences over material possession, which has a huge impact on how they spend their hard-earned cash. They're also big on social and environmental responsibility, choosing to throw their support behind brands and businesses that share their ethical values. Plus, tech is the heart of everything they do, from how they consume media to their shopping experience, habits, and social interactions. Although a few millennials have thrived in the tech industry and entrepreneurial ventures, as a whole, their financial stability doesn't quite stack up to the boomers. They're not as keen on investing in stocks, often finding themselves postponing big life milestones like tying the knot, buying a home, or starting a family due to financial strains. These unique financial challenges and priorities of millennials are at the forefront of today's economic conversations, underscoring the urgency of policy changes, fresh solutions to bridge the gap in wealth accumulation and economic opportunities between generations. Okay, guys, have you guys seen the movie The Pursuit of Happiness? If not, it's a touching film inspired by a true story set in the early 1980s. Will Smith plays a character who grapples with homelessness and financial struggles while caring for his young son, Christopher. Despite countless hurdles, he never loses sight of his dream for a better life. With sheer determination, resilience, and unwavering optimism, he embarks on an unpaid internship at a top brokerage firm and in hopes of securing a brighter future for himself and his son. Does that sound like something that could realistically happen in today's economic landscape? You see, baby boomers are facing a real estate dilemma due to when they purchased their properties, they were buying at historically low mortgage rates. Many are now reluctant to sell their homes and opt because the interest rates are exceptionally high right now, a phenomenon known as the golden handcuffs. This reluctance has also led to lower supply of homes on the market as we were opt to stay puts, stalling the anticipated silver tsunami of downsizing. As a result, there's housing shortages impacting market dynamics and prices. Millennials are feeling the squeeze as boomers hold on to their properties, shrinking the pool of available homes and driving prices sky high. With the gap between the low mortgage rates of the past and today's higher interest rate widening, home ownership is becoming a distant dream for many millennials. They're caught in a tough spot, facing steep prices and fierce competition in a market where demand far outweighs supply. On top of that, stagnant wages and student loans debt pile on the financial stress, making it even harder for millennials to break into the housing market. These dynamics really show how one generation's advantages can unintentionally create hurdles for the next. It's clear we need thoughtful policy interventions to address these disparities and make transition within the housing market smoother. So how do the economic needs of boomers and millennials affect societal resources? Well, with the boomers retiring, there's an increasing demand for healthcare services and age-related amenities, putting pressure on public health resources and social security system. Their desire for downsizing living spaces and senior specific facility also shaped the housing market and urban planning. Economically, boomers still have considerable wealth, even as in investment markets and consumer spending, particularly in healthcare, real estate, and leisure sectors. But let's not forget about the millennials. Economic choices made by millennials have a huge impact on industries such as housing, technology, and retail. Their inclination towards renting and urban living has fueled an expansion of multifamily real estate developments and prompted shift in city planning towards more sustainable and tech-friendly urban environments. Their consumer preferences also drive demand into the gig economy, sustainable products, and digital services, influencing how businesses strategize their market approaches.
So listen, guys, the generational difference between boomers and millennials could have significant and very long-term economic impacts across multiple sectors. In the housing market, boomers' reluctance to downsize due to favorable mortgage rates may perpetuate a housing shortage, hindering home accessibility for millennials and future generations. This could lead to ongoing challenges with housing affordability and significant shifts in home ownership demographics. In the labor market, as millennials become more dominant in the workforce and boomers retire, we could see a notable change in the labor dynamics, including potential skill shortages, shifts in workplace culture to better accommodate for millennial values. The aging boomer population may also strain social security system further, causing reform in pension and healthcare services. And as differing spending habits between boomers and millennials affect national economic strategies, this can potentially slow economic growth and reshape the investment patterns. At the end of the day, these long-term effects highlight the need for strategic planning and policy adjustments to address the evolving economic needs for both generational cohorts. Now that we have examined how the financial behaviors of baby boomers and millennials impact various sectors of the economy, if you want to get rich, don't save, do this instead.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.